I remember that it was in like a funny chat room, and we were surprised that we were both around the same age and that we were really living complete opposite life, the same life in a complete opposite place in the world. And I thought it was pretty cool. I think we made sure that if we got a new email address, we'd tell each other, or if we moved, which neither of our parents have moved, which has made it really easy, that we always had that that same address, that if in case anything ever happened. But I think we kept talking too, because we just became really good friends, and we just like to hear about each other's lives.
And you plan to come to Australia one day?
Yes, I plan to come with my fiance, soon to be husband, hopefully in the next year and a half, I'd say.
How much did knowing me shape your perception of Australia?
It's definitely taken away some of the stereotypical things we would think about, you know, just living on the beach and surfing all day and partying. It's definitely, it seems more like the USA in the way that they live and work and get around.
I have a Facebook message you wrote to me on April 17, 2011. You said, when you met Mike, he works in the mall right next to my store. He's really sweet and nice. I hope he doesn't change from that. I met him one day working. Were you flirting on the job, perhaps?
Well, I came in to actually sell a necklace that I had, a gold necklace that I would never wear. That's how we started talking, and later on we just figured out that we had the same type of background, that we're both Lebanese, and we just started talking from there, and it worked out that we worked right next to each other, so we'd see each other a lot too.
And you said your second date, you actually spilled a drink?
Yes, the second date, we went out to the Cheesecake Factory, and I ended up accidentally, because I'm very clumsy, flinging my wine glass towards him, and he ended up jumping backwards, and it was very embarrassing. And I ended up knowing somebody that worked there, and she came over and didn't realize that it was me, and she was like, "Oh my God, I'll help you clean it up." Thank God she was there, but she was cracking up because, you know, she knew me and I knew her, and we just thought it was funny. And I don't even think she realized that it was our second date, but if she knew, she'd probably be cracking up right now.
Yeah. And it's now 2 days before your wedding. How are you feeling about it all?
I feel really good about it. Me and Mike have been living together for almost a year now. So, you know, it was one of those things, when you know, you know. So I think we're just excited to party and hang out with our friends and family, and especially because you're here and you could be in the wedding. And it's a great, it's definitely a great time in our life.
How much of your family, or what have they thought of me coming here, and you know, your dad, and he's quite impressed from what I gather?
Yes, he was really impressed that, you know, you're able to make it, and just in general, they adore you, and they had so much fun the first time that you came, so it was pretty cool to have you come, and everything's so different now that I have a nephew now, and Katie had a baby. It's just how time flies. It's really neat that you get to see how the family is evolving, and and I can't wait to meet your family someday.
And it's evolving again with the wedding on Saturday.
Yep, it keeps evolving and changing, and we'll definitely have to get down to Australia before we have any kids.